This is TWiT.
Well, folks, it's now time for the bites. Now, have you ever wondered what the pressures we are feeling in the enterprise world as technologists, as well as to lead our organizations to respond to the pandemic? Well, there's many priorities in our organization, and I think they've potentially changed, especially in the digital transformation of things. Well, based on a recent report and a global research study called the Agents of Transformation Report from AppDynamics, which is actually a Cisco company that's growing contender in application performance monitoring, or APMs. Now, COVID-19 pandemic has required enterprise and organizations to shift overnight to an almost completely digital world. Now, the latest research from AppDynamics reveals that technologies are experiencing pressure from every angle as they mobilize workforces to operate from home, manage increased pressure on their networks and applications, and maintain the security of the technology stack while also taking on new roles and responsibilities. Now, here's some of the key findings I want to kind of highlight here. 81% of all technologists state that COVID-19 has created the biggest technology pressure for their organization they've ever experienced. 61% of IT professionals feel under more pressure at work than ever before. 64% are now being asked to perform tasks and activities they've never done before. 66% confirm that the pandemic has exposed weaknesses in their digital strategies, creating an urgent need to actually push through initiatives that were once part of a multi-year digital transformation program. 71% say digital transformation projects in their organizations have been implemented within weeks rather than months or years if they would have taken them before pandemic. And 95% of organizations changed their technology priorities during the pandemic. Now, I want to throw this to my co-host, Chris Curtis. You have the pulse of the enterprise world. Do these findings kind of match what you're seeing?
You know, they really do. I've talked to a number of people about this over the last week or two. And in general, what we're seeing is that businesses are focusing their technology spends on the technology that has a direct impact on the bottom line. And that's typically on the revenue side. People are looking at big swings at cost cutting, shutting down businesses, laying off workforce. And so the technology spend, that's emphasizing what the company can do to bring in more money, making transactions easier, launching new services, things like that. Anything that's not directly related to that, it's getting pushed way on back to one of those small back burners.
So now I want to throw this to Chiba, because Chiba, you work with a lot of organizations, especially for consulting. What are you seeing? Are you seeing basically this information? Is it matching what you're seeing?
Well, now that the mad panic is starting to, you know, calm a bit, I'm starting to hear lots and lots of people saying, I really like the option to work from home, especially our friends that have families. And more I'm hearing people saying, hey, if I can't keep this in my present job, maybe it's time to move jobs because I really like working from home, or at least having the option to do it. Heck, the university environment in general is, shall we say, resistant to change. But even the faculty I've been working from have all of a sudden decided, gee, this is not such a bad thing. And maybe when this is done, I'll just come in infrequently. And that's going to cause a kind of a cascade or a domino effect. Parking allocations are going to need to change. The security people are definitely investing a lot more in securing, concentrating on physical security, because there are less people on campus, and unfortunately vandals and thieves are taking advantage of this. I'm sure it's changing in the private sector also. So the reality is, yeah, I think the IT people are got it dead on. The world is changing. I don't think life is going to be exactly as we saw it before this pandemic kicked off.
That's right. I agree. Actually, in fact, my wife said the other day just about school, how everything has changed there. And she really feels that now that it's changed, it's going to stay that way permanently. I want to throw this to Curtis. Curtis, what do you think? A lot of these changes that have come up, are they permanent for organizations that are going to stay this way?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. And it's another one that I've been talking with a lot of people about. And it's really split. Some people are of the opinion that given another 6 to 9 months, we're going to be looking just like we were back in, say, November or December of last year. Another group thinks that the changes that we're seeing really are permanent, and that's been bolstered by the decision from some companies like Twitter and Facebook, who have said that they see more and more employees working from home as a very long-term situation. Now, I've been working primarily from a home office for, call it 30 years. And I don't see the problem that many people forecast with this. It's much easier now than it was in the 1990s. And my team at Dark Reading, for example, is entirely virtual. All of us work from our own locations rather than from an office somewhere. So I think that we are going to see a lot of change, but I don't think it's going to be evenly distributed. In other words, I don't think that there are going to be large changes at every single company. Some companies will. Some companies will try to go back to the old way as quickly as possible. The question is going to be, which of those approaches is the competitive advantage? And that's the one that we really don't know the answer to just yet.
The interesting thing is I'm seeing a lot of changes, obviously, in just the way we do security. A lot of organizations are changing this as well. They're changing, you know, obviously making sure MFA is enabled, making sure that devices are within, you know, mobile device management. You know, there's a lot of things that are changing that are being enforced now that weren't necessarily enforced before. And I kind of think that that's permanent. What do you think? Permanent?
Permanent. And I definitely want to send a thank you to the organization. We've actually been under embargo with this story for a couple of weeks now. And that way we're able to plan for it and, you know, work it into our schedule. So a big thank you to the press people for this one.